questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to focus on the doubts and misconceptions posed by different questioners all around the world concerning the Islamic issues. The question that we are going to talk about today is about the importance and value and excellence of istighfar, repentance, at the months of Rajab and Sha'ban. For this, we have invited an Islamic scholar from Qom Seminary Schools to join us in this studio and answer our questions. I'd like to welcome Sheikh Nur Muhammad into this show and say salam to him, Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us to have you here, Sheikh. And the first question that we have received today, Sheikh, is due to the importance of istighfar and repentance in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban. It is asked that, what is that important about these months that we have been recommended to perform istighfar and do istighfar in these months? What are the differences between the months of God? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many days in many months of the year. So what is the difference between this month and the other month that these 2 months specifically have been actually ascribed as something special and we have been asked to do istighfar in these months, some, for example, 25 in the mornings, 25 times in the afternoons, for example, in the months of Rajab, or 1,000 times of istighfar in the month of Rajab with a certain wording that is available in the books of Dua, specifically Mafatih al-Jannah. So what is the importance of these months that makes them something different, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, we have certain supplication and prayers in different times and in different places. First of all, it is very recommended to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing istighfar in each time and in each moment. It is actually recommended to do that.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter whether you are in the, for example, in that month or in that place or in that time, generally speaking, it is recommended to always connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask for forgiveness and to have some kind of a spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very nice and it is very improving for the soul of human being. You know, spiritually speaking, it is necessary for every individual to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his or her sins.
Exactly.
But sometimes the recommendation is much higher. For example, in the month of Rajab or Sha'ban or in the holy month of Ramadan, it is much recommended to ask frequently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that because the time and place has some kind of effects on the, you know, worshipping. As I said, first of all, you know, basically it is recommended to do this kind of worship, you know, including asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing istighfar. But the factor of time and place has some kind of effects on the on that particular worship. And it's, you know, it's kind of, I can say, you know, adds to the reward of that particular worship.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have different examples for that, and I can expand and elaborate more on this issue. For example, prayer. Let me give you one example of the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prayer, as you know, it is recommended to mm-hmm. do some kind of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes this prayer has more effect and has more reward if you do it, for example, in mosque. Or, for example, if you do the prayer while raining. Okay? True. Or, for example, the prayer of the father for his sons mm-hmm. or for his children. It is actually, it has been narrated in our narration that this prayer of the father is actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that. Very okay? True. Or, for example, the prayer of the oppressed against mm-hmm. the oppressor. These prayers are, we have the in the terminology of the narration that they are accepted prayers. Okay, sure. But generally, I want to repeat myself. Generally speaking, prayer is recommended. You mm-hmm. can, in each time and era, and in any place, it doesn't matter. You can connect to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, and to ask him for your, you know, to do some favor upon you.
That's true.
But sometimes time and place have some kind of affection, okay, and add to the reward of that, to a reward of that prayer. Of course, we are talking about forgiveness and istighfar, and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same story is happening here. Mm-hmm. If you do it in the time, in the month of Rajab, Sha'ban, or in the holy month of Ramadan, it has much affected and it has much reward for you, and you can have close connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So does it mean that the times that we have, the concept of itself differs from one time to another time? So what is the reason that times are different? For example, we know even the time itself has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we say that this time is better than the other time? And what is the reason for the priority of a time over another time?
Of course, we cannot have some kind of philosophical analysis here mm-hmm. because we are talking about worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
And this worship, actually, it has been assigned by Allah and
True.
It has been, you know, put to us. And of course, it has been posed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, the same Allah told us, أَيْنَمَا تَوَلَّوْا فَثَمَّ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ.
Yes.
Right? So wherever you look at, you see God. So there is, as you said, that some even places are different from the other places. But here, how can we actually look at this verse of the Holy Quran and the explanations that you have just given us?
It was actually the basis that I put it here. It actually is referring to that base. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, or many other verses talking about worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are general recommendation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for encouragement to doing some kind of worshipping, okay? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we have some kind of addition to the reward of that worshipping. And I gave you some example, the example of prayer. Let me give you another example. Doing your salat, mm-hmm. okay? Your prayer when you go to, and you want to have individual prayer, okay? Yeah. You can do it and it is all right. But if you go to the mosque and yes. do it and perform it in congregational prayer, it mm-hmm. has much rewarded.
Yeah.
And it's somehow incomparable with the individual prayer
Very
and
true.
Doing salat. Okay, and of course we have many other examples.
So even between the mosque, there must be a sort of difference
course.
Here, right?
Yes,
because some of the mosques are more important. Like for example, the central mosque of every city.
Of course, yes. You know, I just want to emphasize on the point that the factor of time and place on the addition of the reward of the worshipping, we cannot ignore that. Okay,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Sometime in some specific time, it has much reward when, for example, you do it individually or, for example, in that free time. Of course, generally speaking, in a moment, you can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you can return to Him and do tawbah and repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Shekhan, very important. Yes.
The example that you brought up actually make it... The example that you have brought up made it noted for us to see that, okay, as for the place, there might be some differences, like that of a mosque or home, to perform your ibadah and worship in your home or you perform it in a mosque. That's good. Thank you. And even now we can generalize that to other places as well. For example, if we perform it, for example, in the house of God in Mecca or in another masjid or mosque. But as for time, again, can you bring us a sort of example like that to make it close to understanding? That, for example, if I pray in the morning, might be different with the kind of prayer that I'm performing or doing in the afternoon or evening or at the mid of the night.
Yes, for example, we have many examples in this regard. Let me give you more example. If you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the eve of Qadr, mm-hmm. okay, yeah. It has much rewarded than doing, for example, in any other time. Or, for example, if you do the prayer or worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 15th of Sha'ban, yeah. or in the 27th of Rajab, or in the 8th of Eid al-Fitr, for example, if you do that. Or, for example, if you do it in the day of Arafah, mm-hmm. It has in the, you know, all of that, they are the factor of time on the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or, for example, you do it in the Eid of Qurban, mm-hmm. okay, in any other, very, I can say, distinguished time and Eids of the Muslims. Or, for example, if you do it in dawn, mm-hmm. okay, before the call for prayer of morning. True. Or, for example, while you hear the call for prayer, adhan, okay? True, yeah. While you hear that, you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or, for example, in the eve of Friday. I can give you many other examples in this regard. These factors indicate to us that the factor of the time and place on worshipping are important. And
is there any other factor that affects worship rather than time and place?
Of course, we have many other, requisites for the prayer. For example, when you do it in that time and place, or for example, in a good position. For example, mm-hmm. while you have ablution, you are in the purity. Okay.
True.
And of course, it has a lot of other condition. If you mm-hmm. want to have much reward this prayer and much, I can say some addition to the reward of the worshipping of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala.
So that's why these months are something special. That is the months of Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan. So these 3 months are very important and more important than the other months of God that we have and due to the reasoning that Sheikh brought up. Thank you, dear Sheikh, for your enlightenment and explanations on this question. And you respected listeners for staying tuned and joining us with Q&A in Islamic Beliefs. I'd like to thank you again and ask you to join us in our upcoming sessions. Till then, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن